Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Some breaking news this evening is Elon Musk over on Twitter has revealed internal documents from Twitter about what happened behind the scenes with the Hunter Biden laptop story being buried back in 2020. I mean, people that have been kind of paying attention know that Twitter was suppressing that story. So, like, this isn't a revelation in that, oh my God, we didn't know this was happening. But what it is proof that it was happening, and they've got the documents.
Proof the election was rigged. Now we know the election.
proof from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. So if we get a chance, we can tell you about that one tonight here as well. But it is Ian.
Chris.
And nobody.
And there's an interesting development in a story we covered a few weeks ago on this program. I don't remember which night it was. I'm going to ask you guys if you remember this. Were you guys on the night Keith Annan, the state representative, called in?
No, definitely not.
Okay. So Keith Annan, he's a Free State Project early mover. He is a multi-term rep now. I think he's probably been there maybe three terms, maybe more, in the New Hampshire State House. He's one of the Liberty reps, right? Liberty-minded guy, ran as a Republican, got elected again, and just recently won re-election this November. He had come on to talk about this development that's been happening with the Democratic National Committee. Now, as I said at the beginning of the show when I announced this topic, whatever the hell that goes on in the Democratic National Committee or the Republican National Committee or the Libertarian National Committee is boring stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the time.
Except when they're, you know, conspiring with SSBX to make billions off our losses.
Oh, you mean Bankman, the guy at the FTX?
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, but no, this isn't the story.
Become Bankman because he acts just like a bank.
Yes.
And it's gone.
I like to refer to him as Bankman. But anyway, that's not what the story is about. This is about the first in the nation primary. Now, for listeners that are outside of New Hampshire, you may be vaguely aware of this. You may notice, maybe, during presidential election season that the news media pays an inordinate amount of attention to New Hampshire. There's a lot of candidates that come to New Hampshire. Pretty much all of them do.
Yeah.
They come to New Hampshire. They go to little town halls, and they go to little diners and things like that, and they try to act like human beings. And they try to pretend like, you know, they're like you, and they're reachable, and they eat ice cream, and, you know, things like that, right? They're trying to be
amusing to watch. It's like watching Charlie Chaplin trying to eat a shoe.
It's actually pretty disgusting to watch. I find these people to be despicable individuals, and I wish they would just leave us alone.
Yeah.
And we may get our wish.
Oh, I hope so.
At least from the Democratic side of things. And that's what's been developing here over the last several months. It was Keith Ammon who like really keyed in on this story, and he called in to really inform us on what was going on. So what has been happening is the Democratic National Committee is interested in taking away the New Hampshire first in the primary status. But how can they do that? Because New Hampshire has a law that says that it has to be the first in the nation.
Repeal the law.
Well, no, they can't. They can't just do that because the Republicans are in charge in New Hampshire.
But what about with the Libertarians? Combine the two.
No. Plus, the Democrats want the first in the nation primary in New Hampshire. The New Hampshire Democrats want it. They're all about it. They love the attention. They love the importance. They love the importance of it.
Okay.
They love having.
And it's something that was discussed in the early days of the Free State Project as well. And that it's an opportunity for to get national attention. I've always thought that we should, try to move 20 people into that town that has a population of 12 and votes before midnight. And wouldn't it be funny if the Libertarians started winning that town every year? Only take that 25 people.
That would be interesting. No one wants to live out in the Hart's location or wherever it is.
Well, you don't have to actually live there. You have to have a credible address there, which isn't the same thing. My address is your place.
Yeah, but you do kind of, I think you do have to kind of live in the town in which you are registered to vote at least a certain number of days per year. I'm not a lawyer.
You can
sober
down to Florida as much as you want, unless they know.
I'm not going to give legal advice here on this issue. I don't know for sure on that, but I think there are some rules about that.
I can assure you that they will be scrutinizing every person in that town. Votes.
Yeah, you better believe it. It's not worth it. It's just a stupid little sideshow when that town comes on. But
the thing is, it gets national attention every year, like clockwork.
It does. For like a second. It really doesn't. It's just a shy sideshow. It's like, here's what's
happening. Well, wouldn't it be nice if the libertarians won it? I'm sorry. It's always been a pet dream of mine.
I don't know. So what are your thoughts?
Well, you wouldn't need 25 people. I mean, you'd only need like a handful because I think only four
12.
Or five. No, I think only
if
four
they
or five
found
people.
12.
Last I saw, it was like four or five people that were winning elections there. So I don't know. Maybe it is 12, but
I feel like this would be okay. So it's the National Democrats who want New Hampshire not to be the first in the nation, right? Do I have that correct?
Yes, and I'll get into why in a moment.
So I think I like this idea because it's this nationalism thing and getting us out of, you know, the nation of, you know, the United States, removing New Hampshire from that seems like a good thing towards NH exit. What are your thoughts? I mean, I heard a little bit of what you were thinking, nobody there, about it.
Rich like publicity.
Yeah.
I like publicity, too, but
I think this will benefit NH exit in that it will encourage some of the most hardcore Democrats to leave New Hampshire. And I'll explain that here.
Really?
Yeah, I'll explain that here in a moment.
Oh, I love that.
So here's a little bit more about what is exactly happening. So the Democrats on the national level, a lot of them, want to take away New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation status. Now, they know they can't change it by changing the law in New Hampshire. That would be very hard to do because there's still a lot of New Hampshire Democrats that love the attention, right? They love having Barack Obama and Joe Biden and all their favorite politicians coming in and treating them like they're important. Because, remember, after the first-in-the-nation thing, New Hampshire gets ignored. Because it's just some crappy little two senators, two representatives, right? Like, it's not a big deal when it comes. There's not a lot of electoral votes. Candidates will not spend time in New Hampshire if it doesn't have that first in the nation status. So they can't change the law.
Yeah.
So what do they do? So apparently Keith Ammon did research into this. He actually watched. Amazing that he could stand to watch this, but he watched the meetings of the Democratic National Committee as they were discussing
this. That's gotta hurt.
I know. But what he learned was that they want to take New Hampshire's first in the nation status away because there aren't enough black people here, basically. There aren't enough people
of color.
There aren't enough so-called people of color.
That's the
which
basis
is the terminology.
For wanting to take it away.
That's the terminology that they use. So they didn't do anything about it before the election, before this recent election. But now the gears are in motion. And here's the latest from NHJournal.com. After months of speculation that its days were numbered, news broke Thursday night, that's last night, that President Joe Biden has asked the Democratic National Committee to kill the Granite State's first-in-the-nation presidential primary status. In a letter delivered to the Democratic National Committee's Rules and Bylaws Committee, Biden laid out his calendar for the 2024 primary season. South Carolina would go first in early February, followed by New Hampshire and Nevada on the same day a week later, then Georgia a week after that. Primary for Michigan would be the following week. So New Hampshire would be demoted from first in the nation to tied for second at that point.
You know, one of the things that seems like it would be beneficial to libertarians, sort of, in some way, is I'm sure they're making, the media outlets are making a ton of money, the local media outlets, making a ton of money off of
political ads.
Political ads.
Yeah.
And that undermines undermines, you know, other, you know, us, effectively, right? So
how does it undermine us?
It biases the Democrats and Republicans. So, like, when you go to a debate, it's only going to be the Democrats and Republicans because only they are giving money to the media.
Well, that's always still.
No, nobody really has to encourage them to cheat.
That's true.
Yeah, they're still going to do that,
that's
whether
true.
Or not New Hampshire's the first
yeah,
in the nation.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
That won't make any difference because I'll tell you, the Libertarians don't get, you know, a fair deal anywhere in any of the 50 states.
Now, we still wouldn't be given the money.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join the show here if you want. I'm bringing up anything. 603-283-6160. That's the number. It's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
And Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. We talked a little bit about them earlier in the show tonight. And you can go and click on Get Started right there at the top of the page. And you can get access to some introductory information that will help you better understand these concepts. And I highly recommend you do that when you get a chance over at Bitcoin.com. Just click on Get Started right there at the top of the page. If you want the latest news headlines, they've got that at news.bitcoin.com. You can buy your first cryptocurrency through Bitcoin.com. Remember, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy 1% or less if you want to. So it just depends on what you can afford. And remember, you shouldn't put in what you can't afford to lose because there are risks involved. But go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. Let's go to the phones here, and we'll talk more about the Democratic National Committee maybe stripping New Hampshire of its so-called first-in-the-nation presidential primary status, and some people are not happy about this, but I think we should be happy about it, and
yeah.
I'll tell you why here in a moment, but Chuck is on the line listening to K-Talks up in, he's listening to K-Talks online while being physically in Washington. Go ahead, Chuck, because K-Talks is in Arizona.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a dedicated listener.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
I don't even know where I can find you guys locally on the radio band.
It depends. I mean, we're on various different places. If you go to affiliates.freetalklive.com, that'll take you right to a full list of all of our stations. But, you know, we've only got like 180 stations, so maybe we're in your area. Yeah. Maybe we're not. You'll have to check the list.
Well, you are in my area because you're on the same rock as me. But
well,
here's
goodness.
The thing. The freaking Democrats are doing things that are like attacking democracy. This is what I don't understand about Democrats. And they do it here in Washington, and they shoot themselves in the foot in places where they could, and they do it all the time. I don't understand it, especially with freedom of speech. This is what we get criticized for all the time. The left or whatever, you know, the people that think on the left side of things. And I don't understand why this authoritarian, go after people has to be.
Hmm. Can you give me a specific example of something you've seen? Go ahead, nobody.
Because they can't just steal your stuff without an excuse. They have to make up a reason that you're bad, and then they can take your stuff, and people will let them do it.
Well, you wanted, somebody mentioned on this conversation they needed a specific example of what I'm talking about, and I can tell you what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So I used to be a hyper-partisan, I guess you could say. I was a rah-rah Democrat, knew all the PCOs and this and that and bada-bada-bada-bada. And I started getting really upset because, first of all, they wouldn't listen to the people out in the woods.
Mm.
They only listened to Seattle and Spokane,
yeah, figures.
It seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they wanted everybody out in the rural Democrat areas to vote on stuff real quick without any discussion, just so they could get their meeting done. And so there was no really respect to that constituency. And another thing that upsets me is when they've got these little tiny party rules, they call it a code of conduct. And this is what I get upset about, because they got your email and they can sit there and judge you and everything like that. If they don't like what you say, they can, I hate to bring up a Alex Jones thing, but shadow ban you. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just say like, we don't like what this guy has to say because of his support for this or that. We're going to disinvite him or her.
Sure.
These events.
And we've seen this done, by the way, Chuck. It's not obviously it's something that goes on everywhere. It happens here in New Hampshire, for instance. There was a gentleman.
So why are these Democrats calling themselves Democrats when they're practitioners of authoritarianism, backdoor deals, and they're not really
because they're authoritarians.
They're politicians, man.
Whatever company, whatever group has the power will become authoritarian. And mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying, because I used to be on the left. And, you know, that was back when we had question authority bumper stickers. You remember those? any effect during COVID, did they? You know, they used to have the bumper stickers that said the revolution will not be televised.
Yeah, it just upsets me. It really does. And this is, you know, we're not honest with ourselves about our political identities in America. You know, Democrats aren't really Democrats if they really want to call themselves Democrats. They're not really Democrats if they want to be a part of the party system.
Well, yeah, I think you've made a point here, Chuck, and that is that the people who are on the outside of the system, like you said,
and
the people
Republicans. Yeah, the Republicans, don't even get me started about that. I just might as well say Donald Trump instead of Republicans anymore.
Well, yeah, the Republicans are no better. But, you know, as you pointed out, the people who are on the outside of the political systems, the people, as you say, out in the woods, not in the city or whatever, the people that aren't involved in the national committees and the state committees and things like that, they're a different breed than the political class, the people that are seeking power. And I think nobody put it best is that whoever's in power becomes more authoritarian. So, yeah, you're more familiar with how the Democrats are screwing each other over, but the Republicans are doing the exact same thing. So, I mean, they're just as bad.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
You know what? Nobody likes government power when they don't have it.
Yep. That's a great point. Chuck, anything else you want to share?
I just I live in a world where I'm in a one of those districts that blink red and blue every once in a while, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. We just elected Marie Guzenkamp Perez, I believe her name is, over Joe Kent. So it's a highly scrutinized.
We don't know who any of those people are.
It's one of these districts that have a libertarian streak in it. Let me say that. But anyway, you all have a good night.
Thank you, Chuck, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Sarah in New Mexico, go ahead.
So New Mexico, we got our public health order again.
What's that mean?
What?
Public health order, like wearing masks and
wait, really?
Screw your mask.
Yes! I mean, it was on the news tonight because we're having, like, a flu outbreak in our state.
Oh, my God. The whole state of New Mexico is now under a mask mandate?
I think so. I don't know what level, I mean, what degree they're going to push this health order.
Wow.
But we got it back, and I'm glad I got my flu shot. Otherwise, I'd be...
Wow.
So do you not
if I hadn't had 17 COVID vaccinations, it would have been much worse.
You know, I get staying home when you're sick, but come on.
So wait, Sarah, are you going to put a mask on?
You know, I already put a mask on everywhere I go.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Bless your heart.
All right. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. Oh, I haven't heard a bless your heart in a long time. That was a perfect line, nobody. All right, we're coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The Democrats may be stripping the first in the nation status from New Hampshire. Why does that matter?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Twitter owner Elon Musk released a series of internal documents on Friday suggesting that the Biden campaign and Democratic National Committee were able to manipulate speech on the platform through tools that Twitter made available. The manipulation included the censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story first reported by the New York Post. A new poll suggests most Americans don't have high hopes for the new Congress. A Pew Research Center survey shows 65% of adults believe President Biden and Republican leaders in Congress will be unsuccessful in getting their agendas enacted over the next 2 years. Just about a third believe they'll be successful. In financial news, at the closing bell, the Dow gained 35 points to close the week at 34,429. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Why are the Democrats looking to strip New Hampshire of its first-in-the-nation primary, and why does it matter at all? Why should anyone care about it? Well, I actually think it's a pretty good idea. I think they should do it. I'm excited about this, and I'll explain why here in just a moment. The number here is 603-283-6160. It hasn't happened yet, though. It's in a proposal right now.
How do they plan to do it? Because
they have to vote. On the Democratic National Committee has a subcommittee, right? Because these people love their committees. The committees have subcommittees, and the subcommittees
have other
stuff. And it's like, oh, we got to have meetings. And so they have meetings of this essentially ballot, what do they call it? Rules and Bylaws Committee of the Democratic National Committee. They had met over the summer, I believe. It was Keith Ammon, who's a state representative and libertarian mover here for the Free State Project, who revealed this fall. He had been watching this Rules and Bylaws Committee, and he determined that they were talking about this as a possibility. Now, they didn't vote. They kicked the can down the road past the election because they didn't want to stir the pot, you know, have big fallout, have Democrats fighting with one another until after the election. Because the Democrats in New Hampshire aren't happy about this, a lot of them. But the proposal is to get rid of this. Joe Biden has now written a proposal saying that South Carolina will be the first in the nation primary for Democrats, followed by New Hampshire and Nevada a day or a week later. Okay? So that's the proposal. But here's his reasoning for it. Biden wrote the following, quote, "We must ensure that voters of color have a choice in choosing our nominee much earlier in the process and throughout the entire early window. As I said in..."
He wants them to commit early so they don't rock the boat.
He said, as I said in February 2020, you cannot be the Democratic nominee and win a general election unless you have overwhelming support from voters of color, and that includes Black, Brown, and Asian American and Pacific Islander voters. So for the Democrats, this is, it's all about race.
How? As I understand it, New Hampshire law determines the primary.
Correct.
Right? And
New Hampshire law says New Hampshire has the first in the nation primary right. by law.
So, okay. So obviously you can't control other states' laws.
Correct.
But the way it's worded, I thought it effectively would move the date earlier,
correct.
Make it earlier, always ahead of whatever other state has a law that.
Only if it's a state that makes that law. This is not a state that is making the law. This is the Democratic National Committee who's making a rules change. Well, they haven't made it yet. This is just Biden's proposal, but it's coming from the president, right?
Okay,
so, like,
sure.
This is going to have a lot of weight. There's a good chance they were already talking about it over the summer. So, again, this isn't a done deal. But it's the gears are moving forward on this. So this isn't another state. This isn't South Carolina passing a law saying they're going to be the first in the nation, because then you're right. New Hampshire's law then says, well, we got to be earlier, and it automatically would move New Hampshire's first in the nation primary to before South Carolina.
Right.
But it won't matter what New Hampshire does. The proposal here is to make the rules of the Democratic National Committee say that it will be South Carolina's primary that will be considered the first primary. Now, what does that mean? I can see, like, you're trying to figure out what that means. And I didn't get it until Keith explained it here. Basically, what they're going to do is they're going to punish people who want to run in the New Hampshire primary as Democrats. You could still run. Like, Vermin Supreme, for instance, could still throw his boot into the ring, and he could still run as a Democrat, but he would have no chance of getting any Democrat support, essentially, if he runs in the New Hampshire primary.
At the national level.
At the national level, correct.
Interesting.
So, basically, they're trying to tell all their candidates, hey, look, stay out of New Hampshire, is what they're going to do here if this passes.
Interesting.
Well, I'm right there with them. I think the Democrats should stay the hell out of New Hampshire.
Right. Right. That's why I say this is great news, because what it means is there's going to be some Democrats here in New Hampshire that are going to be so upset about this.
I might have to run as a Democrat.
That they are going to leave. These Democrats are going to be so mad. First of all, they've already got the Free Staters that are ruining their parade, basically.
Right?
They hate the fact that we're here and the Libertarians are actually having political success here. And then they're going to see that the Democratic National Committee is basically telling them they're persona non grata and they have no effect whatsoever on the Democratic National Committee anymore. And they want to be involved in that, right? Like, they're political animals. And so then the most political, like the average run-of-the-mill Democrats, they won't care. They won't even know. But the political ones, the activist ones, they're going to be like, well, maybe I will move to Vermont, or maybe I will move to, you know, Massachusetts or wherever. This is going to be an extra, you know, a feather in our cap, so to speak. Let me go on with the story, though. So as the incumbent president, Biden is the leader of the Democratic Party. By the way, this is NHJournal.com. And it's highly unlikely the Democratic National Committee would refuse to comply with him. For months, Granite State Democrats dismissed reports their party was putting the state's century-long tradition in danger. When the DNC announced it was opening the early state calendar to all comers last April, the state's all-Democrat delegation insisted there was nothing to worry about. Maggie Hassan had said at the time, quote, New Hampshire has held the first in the nation primary for over 100 years, and that's not going to change. And then another one, Annie Kuster, who's the state or the U.S. representative here, one of them. She said, for more than 100 years, Granite Staters have led the country in political participation through our first-in-the-nation primary, and we will continue to do so for years to come. So on and so forth. And then the state New Hampshire Democratic executive director said he's confident that New Hampshire will keep its first-in-the-nation primary. Folks shouldn't be worried. As NH Journal writes here, now that the bomb has dropped,
well, if the politicians are saying that, they should probably be worried, because the politicians always lie.
They lie. The Granite State delegation has little to show for its efforts or optimism, so they've turned to denial, insisting the primary will go on. Gene Shaheen, who's one of the U.S. reps, said, quote, as frustrating as this decision is, it holds no bearing over when we choose our primary date. New Hampshire law states that we will hold the first-in-the-nation primary, she said further. Quote, that status remains unchanged, as we are bound by state statute. Institute. We look forward to hosting candidates in New Hampshire for the 2024 presidential primary and showing the country that we should continue to be entrusted with a first-in-the-nation primary that yields timely, reliable results with a process that levels the playing field for all candidates, regardless of clout or background. The state party.
Does that mean you're going to let us in the debates?
What, the Libertarians?
Well, yeah, they said they wanted things to be equal for everybody.
No, you know that's not true. They mean equal for Democrats when they say everybody.
Right.
State Party Chairman Ray Buckley.
If the Democrats don't win, that's a threat to democracy.
Chairman Ray Buckley said the decision is irrelevant, saying, quote, the DNC did not give New Hampshire the first in the nation primary, and it's not theirs to take away. This news is obviously disappointing, but we'll be holding our primary first. We have survived past attempts over the decades, and we will survive this, unquote. But will it, asks NH Journal. The new party rules say they include severe punishments for Democratic candidates and state parties who violate the new calendar. The DNC chair has the power to not just strip candidates of delegates they've won or deny them access to party-endorsed debates, but it can unseat state delegations as well. So let me translate some of this here from political speak. Normally,
they start treating them like they treat us all the time.
Like the redheaded stepchild?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so what they're saying here, normally what would happen is New Hampshire would have its primary. Whoever it is wins the primary. It's usually not the person who ends up winning the presidency, right? Like, I don't think Biden won the primary in New Hampshire last time around. But whoever it is wins, and then they get their delegates assigned to them, and then the delegates go to the the national convention for the Democrats after the other states had had their primaries, and the Democrats have their big convention, and the delegates vote for whom the state voted for, right? There's a certain number of them that are assigned to each state. It's usually based on population, so California's got more than New Hampshire does. But they're saying, hey, you in New Hampshire, you Democrats, we're basically going to ignore you. And if you proceed with what you're saying you're going to do, sure, you can vote on your voting day, but we're not going to give your candidate the delegates that they would normally earn. Your party will basically be a non-party. You're a Democratic.
So they paid attention to Stalin. It doesn't matter who casts the votes. What matters is who counts the votes.
Yep. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts as well. This is...
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here on this episode, and time for you if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. Ian, Chris, and nobody here tonight. You can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features there, including our podcast feed over at feed.freetalklive.com. That's where you can subscribe to daily digest episodes of the show. There are also other links there to get other versions of Free Talk Live that fit you better. Perhaps you can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find those there. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a most normally boring subject that's more interesting than it deserves to be. The Democratic National Committee hasn't yet voted, but they may very well vote to take away New Hampshire's so-called first-in-the-nation status. This is referring to the presidential primary that has happened in New Hampshire first before any other state for apparently more than 100 years, and they're trying to take it away. Joe Biden himself made this proposal, so it's got a lot of weight to it.
Child molester in chief.
Yep, they take him real seriously, so he wants this to happen. He wants South Carolina to
God,
be
God, what it'll do to their kids if they don't.
Yeah, to the first in the nation primary, he says it should be South Carolina first because of what he describes as voters of color. So basically, the Democrats are obsessed with race. And because they are obsessed with race, they're going to make it so Democrat voters in New Hampshire basically don't count anymore. That's what they're going to do.
It sounds like New Hampshire independence movement is going to have a bunch of new supporters.
You know, that's an interesting perspective to look at this from, because right now they're in serious denial. Right now, all the big Democrats in New Hampshire are releasing statements about how we're keeping our first in the nation primary and, you know, screw the Democratic National Committee. Now, again, the decision hasn't been made yet, but this is the attitude that they're giving off. But as they point out here at NHJournal.com, the new party rules mean that if the Democrats go forward, if the state Democrats in New Hampshire insist on having the primary anyway, and candidates try to actually run, because remember, they have to register in New Hampshire, right? Like, all the states have different rules. We know this as libertarians. It's hard to get on the ballot. Well, if you're a Democrat or Republican, it's a lot easier. You just go and you fill out a form, but you still have to go and register.
It's amazing how much easier life is when you cheat.
Right, so that's why Vermin Supreme, when he runs as a Republican or a Democrat, he goes in, he just fills out the paperwork, pays $100 or whatever it is, and he's on the ballot. He's a candidate. So you don't get automatically registered. You have to choose. And so the Democratic National Committee, if they pass this, will basically say to all of the Democratic candidates who want to run for president, if you go in and you register
in
New Hampshire to run in that primary, you will be punished. You will not get your delegate votes. It just basically won't count. There's no point.
They'll rig the vote against them like they did with Bernie.
Don't waste your time is what they're going to be told. We won't even support your campaign, that kind of thing. Who knows all the things they'll say. But they can definitely pull their delegates.
What do you do when your own party won't support you?
Well, the Democrats
in New Hampshire.
The Democrats who are in New Hampshire, the most political ones are going to leave, probably. And then the ones that are angry, the most angry about it, will leave the Democrats and stay in New Hampshire and figure something else out. And then maybe some of them will support independents, as you're suggesting, Chris.
I hope so.
This is one of the committee members on this ballot law or ballot access committee or whatever they're called in the Democrats. She says, Elaine Kamerak said, "We just took perhaps the most significant actions to enforce our calendar rules ever. Candidates know that we expect them not only to not campaign, but we expect them to get their names off of the ballot in any states that violate their official list of when primary should happen."
I mean, so... Let me see if I understand this correctly. Right?
They're so respectful of the government, except when the government decides to do it, they won't let them have their own way. And then all of a sudden, they're as important as regular humans.
The National Party is effectively saying the only people who can run as Democrats in New Hampshire are libertarians.
Well, that's a good point. If the Democrats follow these rules
right.
and don't run, you're going to get, like, Vermin Supreme and all the other people
so
that don't care.
So it's
going
to be libertarians versus Republicans. And
maybe.
Probably a mix of those. So,
but it won't be versus Republicans. It'll be this is just for
a combination of Republicans and libertarians versus libertarians.
Perhaps, if the Republicans are willing to run as Democrats in the presidential primary. But there'll be no point. I mean, beyond whatever attention you can get here in New Hampshire for the candidacy, you'll never get elected as the president. So a lot of
right.
people aren't going to even bother.
But libertarians don't really care about the presidency anyway.
Sure, but then you also can't run for anything else if you're going to run for president, I don't think. I could be wrong about that. Maybe if you get eliminated in the primary, you can file later for a state office. But anyway, another factor here, Joe Biden. The president's insistence on moving South Carolina to the front of the line, which even caught his allies in the Democratic National Committee by surprise, is a clear indication he plans on running for re-election in 2024. Running at the age of 82 is already risky, and campaigning in New Hampshire presents the danger of a poor performance out of the first gate, as Biden came in fifth in the 2022 New Hampshire primary and left the state before the polls even closed that day.
Well, that and people like us would be all up in their stuff.
Yeah. University of New Hampshire political science professor said, in February of 2020, New Hampshire Democrats told the Biden campaign to drop dead. Tonight, President Biden returned the favor, he said. So this sounds like it might be personal as well. Republicans have already endorsed the traditional Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina calendar, and there's no plan to move the Granite State out of the first slot. And then they went on to say here that, and then they get quotes from the Republicans, and who really cares what they think about it. So, yeah, the Republicans, this isn't affecting them at all, but this is a huge slap in the face to New Hampshire Democrats.
The Democrats were attacking us for a civil, stirring up a new civil war, when it sounds like the Democrats are going to have a civil war of their own
in
now.
Their own party.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be the Democrats in New Hampshire versus the other 49 states, it sounds like. I don't think they're going to have a lot of allies in this, because who outside of New Hampshire gives a rat's behind as to whether or not the New Hampshire gets their first in the nation status? No one cares about that except for New Hampshire Democrats.
Well, these days you got to be careful with your meat. There's some good eating on a rat's behind.
They do that in Demolition Man, I think, too, in that movie. That's the story, and I think it's interesting. I think this is going to be, if this happens, remember, it hasn't passed yet, but it's got Joe Biden.
Sounds like it's going to, though.
They were already talking about it in the summer. They already telegraphed it. They already changed the rules to add punishments in for states. So this rule about how they can take your delegates away from the state, that did not exist before this summer. So they set the groundwork for this in the summertime, and then they said, we're going to hold off, wait till after the election, and now it's coming in with Joe Biden himself bringing this out. Let's go to the phones here and to the fun. You're on the air on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Is that me?
You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, hi. Yeah. Okay. The Democrats need the reason they want to move the primary is because New Hampshire is 92% white. Iowa's 89% white.
Mm-hmm.
We want a diverse group of voters that represent the Democrats. You know, the Democrats are a huge coalition. You can be really radical right or really radical left, but they're all Democrats, you know, and they fight amongst each other,
mm-hmm.
and that's the way it should be. But, you know, it comes down to if you're a rich white guy and you want the billionaires to have more money and more power and more influence in your life, you vote Republican. Everybody else, we're Democrats. That's all we got. We got everybody.
Well, okay, I gotta disagree with that, because the reality is the Democrats play the suckers by saying that regulation is going to make it better for the poor. But regulation doesn't do anything for the poor,
mm-hmm.
because what regulation does is it means that if you don't have permission and you don't have connections, you can't even get in the game. And
it keeps more people poor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you, caller, for the call tonight. I wish we had more time for you. Unfortunately, you called right at the end of the show. But feel free to call us again any other day. This is definitely a story to keep an eye on. It's going to be interesting to see how this develops. Again, this internal fighting in the Democratic Party can only be good for the liberty movement here in New Hampshire, especially if it drives people who are the biggest activists, who are the most party people, the most Democratic Party people out of New Hampshire.
I hope you're right, Ian.
Yeah. Yeah, this is great news. Anyway, out of time.
Couldn't happen to a nicer bun.
Out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to join Chris tomorrow on his show, which is Freedom Decrypted. You can go to freedomdecrypted.com for back archives of that. He starts his show at 5 p.m. Eastern. If you want to catch it live, freedomdecrypted.com. And don't forget Beard Talk Live tomorrow night. We'll remind you tomorrow.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.